Hi, Dave Emery here, side one, for the record, program number 814, the National Socialist Underground File. This is being recorded on October 9th of the year 2014. From late 2011 until the present, there has been a very important, although deliberately eclipsed, case that has been unfolding in Germany, where a Nazi terror organization called the National Socialist Underground has been brought to heel to a certain extent, and it has become very obvious that members, the elements of German intelligence have been actively supporting not only this group, but apparently other Nazi terrorist and murdering organizations as well. The level of the cover-up is, the depth, I should say, of the cover-up is quite remarkable, and yet it is not receiving a great deal of publicity. So what we're going to be doing in this program is examining the National Socialist Underground, its links to German intelligence, the possibility that the murders, or at least some of the murders committed by the group, may have been intended to cover up aspects of the September 11th attacks. And as we're going to see, it would appear that the German government's attempts at eclipsing this particular phenomenon are really extensive and go to the very top of the German power establishment. Official disclaimers to the contrary notwithstanding. Sadly, we have similar problems in this country as well. We're going to begin by taking a look at an article that is from Deutsche Welle of January 4th of 2014. In a sense, we're going to begin at the end. The results of the trial are not yet in, as far as I know. This Deutsche Welle story from January 4th of 2014, suspected Nazi killer still silent in NSU trial. This is a reference to Beata Schappe, Z-S-C-H-A-P-E. I'm not sure how that is pronounced. This article reads in part, Chancellor Angela Merkel's premise that the murders would be thoroughly investigated once gave them comfort, hope, and courage. But after 11 months of trial, most of the plaintiffs have lost faith in a fair trial or a just sentence. Beata Schappe's self-confident, occasionally even cheerful demeanor has played a major role in that. She has remained unmoved throughout, even when her mother and cousin testified on her behalf. She behaves very differently towards her three defense attorneys, who always stand protectively in front of her to make things difficult for the curious photographers when she enters courtroom A, 101. Schappe often smiles as she confers with the trio of defenders, as the visitors can clearly see from their gallery 3 meters above her head, skipping down. But families are also often nonplussed by the conduct of the state prosecutors when they dismiss as irrelevant their lawyers' requests to present evidence. Sebastian Scharmer, S-C-H-A-R-M-E-R, the attorney representing the interests of the family of Mehmet Kubasik, K-U-B-A-S-I-K, who was murdered in Dortmund in 2006, has openly accused the prosecutors of lacking interest in investigating the murders. As we are about to see, there appears to be some more than a little substance to the despairing attitude on the part of the families of the victims and the plaintiffs in this case, and it appears